Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Brother Layman Sports Happy Hour with your host, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Hope everybody had a nice Thanksgiving holiday.
Hope so. Hope it was safe for everybody. Hope you all enjoyed the time with your loved ones, your family, your friends, and ate some great food.
I hope you ate a lot.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Stuff your bellies. That's one of the few days where everybody, including the women, free reason to stuff your face and nobody can say nothing to you. So, hope y'all enjoyed.
No, we had a good one over at the Lambert compound.
That's right. That's right.
You know, my wife made some bomb desserts.
Ooh, don't food sleep. Was good. So did my wife. She whipped up a storm at my in-laws, man. Bomb. No, y'all missed us. We've been out for a while, but, you know, with the holidays coming up, it's been a little tough with us, you know, getting back on the scene, but we back again for another episode, so we hope y'all tuning in.
Oh, yeah, we try to keep it going as much as possible.
Definitely, definitely.
The sports talk out there.
And I know for those of y'all who've been missing out, we about to wrap y'all up and give y'all some of the updates that's been going on in the nation. So let's get it going. And I'm sure the biggest news that we've been haven't really spoken on that people are probably inquiring and wondering what we're thinking about is the Lakers. The firing of Mike Brown, the pursuit of Phil Jackson, or the not pursuit of Phil Jackson, and the hiring of Mike D'Antoni. Yeah. Wow.
And now to the point where losing a home game tonight.
Ooh, you know, a tough one.
77 in Indiana.
What happened to them 100 points? I mean, because the defense was great. It clear Mike D'Antoni defense, there is none. So, offensively, though, I mean, if Kobe's shooting 28 shots and basically Artest, Howard, and Gasol combined are shooting, I don't even think they shot 28 shots combined. If they're shooting 28 shots combined, I mean, that's ridiculous. And these are the games that the Lakers tend to lose are the ones that Kobe Bryant tries to do everything basically by himself. Or is that what, that may not be what it is, but that's what it looks like on the outside looking in, so.
That's what it always looks like. And a lot of it is because that's what happens. I mean, he's that good. I mean, we saw he hit the three to tie it, which,
you know. Everybody knew what he was going to do.
Yeah. You knew he was like, he going to get somewhere and he going to pull up for the three because he needed three to tie it.
45 feet away.
He takes the bad percentage shots and he makes a, you know, decent amount of them. So, we tolerate it.
Yeah, we deal and we move on. So, I mean, the thing that's really been bugging me about the Lakers and what I'm not liking, everybody made this big rant about Dwight Howard this and Dwight Howard that. Do you people realize Dwight Howard is putting out his lowest rebounding stats since his rookie season? He's averaging 10 rebounds a game. 10 rebounds a game from the dude who's been averaging like 14, 13 rebounds a game in Orlando, putting up 20 points. He does not look like the same guy. I don't know if it's the back. I don't know if it's he's trying to still learn the offense. He's not comfortable yet. I don't know what it is. But he going to have to get it together because without him, Lakers ain't going nowhere. 48-34, like I said, is where they're headed.
Yeah. Jonathan is still confident in that prediction.
So far, they're proving me right. Yeah, shit, so far they doing worse than what I predicted.
We'll be checking up with him all the time, seeing what he think. It is 48-34, and if he's gonna change his mind,
ain't happening.
But yeah, this year has been rough for the Lakers. I mean, going in, you know, you said get Dwight Howard, get Steve Nash, predictions of, you know,
championship
great defensive stopper and
greatest, you know, team of all time.
Steve Nash is going to make Kobe Bryant even better. And
better than Showtime.
And, you know, Steve Nash is going to make Pau Gasol great. And, you know, we got Pick Antoine and roll Jameson. This
and blah, blah, blah. Jody Meeks. Yeah, okay.
And then five games in, just, you know, said 0-8 preseason and stinking it up.
Somebody's head's got a roll, and 9 times out of 10, it's normally the coach. Felt kind of bad for Mike Brown. I thought it was a little a little too early to let him go. I mean, the man, honestly, combined with the shortened season, he really didn't even get a full 82-game season to even coach the team. You brought in new players with him, That's new egos you got to deal with, especially coming from all-star caliber players. And
you almost, his first time in as a coach, probably not even a few months on it, you try to break up the team and get Chris Paul. So now Lamar Odom is losing it, and now he don't want to play ball no more. And
you know, you're taking all this time. He's helping out Andrew Bynum, and they went through that whole phase, and all of a sudden you ship him out. You bring in a whole new center who has a whole different skill set, who really doesn't have the offensive game that Bynum does. He's a defensive player, basically a defensive-minded player.
Like he should be happy, but, I mean, granted, he's hurt. I mean, he came back fairly early. I didn't think he'd play.
Yeah, I didn't think he'd be back this early. I thought he'd be back around Christmas.
You know,
but
which would have me a little bit worried. I know he's playing for a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn. But, you know, I think that with him is just he's not healthy.
He's not 100%. He won't. I mean, of course he doesn't want it. I mean, he'll come out and say he's not 100, but we all know that. Right. You know he ain't 100%.
Yeah, because Kobe Bryant plays hurt, you know, hopefully not to his detriment at some point, but, you know, just I don't care what I got.
It's different with a back injury. Back injuries are very sensitive. They can come and go in any given moment. So it's, you know, when you're dealing with the fingers getting hurt and, you know, ankle sprains and, you know, torn ligaments and blah, 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 blah. Backs are very sensitive. I mean, you see, I mean, chiropractors are major. I mean, I don't know Dwight Howard going to his chiropractor all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Checking that back out. Backs, I mean, you throw out your back, that's it. Can't walk. So, I mean, it's a little bit of a difference. So, I mean, hopefully Dwight is getting to the groove, get back to 100%, and, you know, can become the guy he was and Laker fans think he should be. So, we'll see what happens from here.
Yeah, and then after all that, we don't think Mike Brown can do it, which they should have just fired him before the season started.
Yeah,
you should have just been like, you know what, it doesn't work. You know, blaming on the fact that you didn't consult Kobe. I mean, that could have had a little bit in involved.
Probably. I personally think Kobe asked for Mike Brown to be fired, but that's just me. I know a lot of people.
I just don't think he was going to be mad if they let him go. I'll say that. I'm not going. I don't think he went in there and said it, but he was like,
I go on the record saying it. I think Kobe Bryant went up in there and was like, look, this guy's not working. It ain't working out. We need a better coach who can get us over the hump.
Yeah, you see my Kobe stare on national television.
Yeah, on national. You see, I gave him the eye, right? That should tell you all you need to know. He needs to go. And so, you know, Jim Buss did what he does and was like, all right, here he gone. And you had the opportunity. It was in the basket. It was in your hand. You have a championship coach right here. Guy who has won multiples. More than anybody. And of course, what did the Lakers do? Oh no, we're gonna get the guy who ain't won no championships, plays no defense, and just scores 100 points a game. Let's get that. Okay.
No, so you honestly thought once Phil Jackson said he was somewhat down,
that should have been just, it should have been squashed. Sign him. Period. Are you kidding? It's freaking Phil Jackson. He got you what? 5 rings?
Yeah.
He got 6 with Chicago? Hello. Obviously all the man does is do is win championships. It was like, yes, they had that sputter when I guess guys were tuning him out and blah, blah, blah. And
that's what they were doing. That's what I think. They
when they kind of tuned him out. You know what? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. You never know what you got till it's gone. These fools went through Mike Brown and missed the hell out of Phil Jackson. We're like, God damn, we want him back. You had him on a silver platter. Yeah. He was here Man, for you. And Jim Buss said, nah, I don't want to. Forget Phil. I don't want to be associated with Phil. We'll just say we spoke to Phil, and we'll meet and Phil and greet Phil, blah, 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 just to appease the fan base. But we all know Jim Buss didn't want to hire Phil Jackson.
No.
Hell no. So he said, what? Let's get Mike D'Antoni. Kobe loves him. Why not? And there you go.
They needed a spark.
Kobe loves him. Steve Nash loves him. It'd be perfect. Okay.
Yeah, they wanted something. Jim Buss wanted something else. I mean, you basically cleared house of all Phil Jackson folk. I mean, you know, that was part of the whole, you know, letting people go.
There was only one problem.
Could have stuck with Brian Shaw. And, I mean, we can argue that point. If They say they got Brian Shaw, and they did the same thing with Mike Brown, or even worse. Maybe they didn't make it. They got the first round, second round, same thing. They get a chance to hire D'Antoni or Phil Jackson coming back in that same scenario. You don't think they'd be like, well, you're not experienced enough. We got Dwight Howard, Steve Nash. We need a veteran
but,
coach.
But you know what the funniest thing about it is? Mike Brown's been further along in the playoffs than Mike D'Antoni has.
He just, I don't think.
That's all I got to say. Mike Brown's been further in the playoffs than Mike D'Antoni. So everybody can say what they want about Mike Brown, but.
It was questionable to begin with for a lot of people. Like, we weren't. That was an unsure choice for a lot of fans. I personally thought, and Jonathan can attest, I thought they should have gone after Rick Adelman.
Yep.
I thought that would have been great. He's a veteran, he has, you know what, offense. And he knows how to use the pieces he has and makes it work. He does that very well.
Now, in defense of Mike Brown also, people forget, yes, he had LeBron. But who else did he have? And they got to the finals. Now you put him with Kobe, Dwight Howard, Paul Gasol, Steve Nash. Give it some time. You don't know what could happen.
You wouldn't
run. He went to the finals with LeBron and 11 bench warmers.
Dude, but that offense was getting
the offense clowned. Sucked, but hey.
They weren't gonna stick with it. Especially once, you know,
it was five games.
But you said they were like Owen. You predicted you predicting them 48-34.
Yes.
And
that was just me because it wasn't because necessarily Mike Brown. It's because the one thing Laker fans fail to realize is that, yes, the Lakers got better. So did everybody else. Everybody else got better. And personally, I don't think the Lakers got that much better. Like I said before, you added basically a 40-year-old point guard almost. Kobe's off is way overage. Dwight Howard is finally coming into his prime. You added Jameson, who's retiring next year. You got Jody Meeks, who let's be honest, doesn't do much of anything.
He's a shooter.
He's a shooter, and that's all he does.
Yep.
What else did you add besides that? You brought back Jordan Hill. Nice. That's a nice piece. Steve Blake is not your answer at backup point guard. Neither is Chris Duhon.
Nope.
Neither is Darius Morris. Neither is, you know, Devin Ebanks, really. Like, they don't have a bench.
Because
you have yet to solve your bench problem. Yet.
The problem is
yet. Yet. Yet to solve your bench problem. Yet to solve it. You
Because we live in.
Why didn't y'all go after Ray Allen? Why didn't y'all go after Ray Allen?
Because Ray Allen wants to play shooting guard. That's not going to happen. He wasn't going to come in for it. They didn't have that kind of dough.
So you add Jody Meeks and Antoine Jackson. Like you couldn't get anybody better than that.
Knew what they going to get. You knew where Ray Allen was going. He was either going to go to Boston or he was going to Miami.
Kings signed Aaron Brooks. They didn't give him a super big contract.
They didn't want Aaron Brooks.
Lakers, because the Lakers don't want to get their bench back. Look what happened.
They had to get in a trade. They couldn't just outright sign nobody.
Yeah, and they've traded away all their assets. That's what they do. They trade away their picks. So now you have nothing to trade.
The Lakers 48-34 is unacceptable.
Well, that's what it's going to be.
Laker fans. Being a big Laker fan back in the day,
that's what it's going
to
be.
That 40, when you said it to me, it was like,
that's what it's
going to win 50 games.
That's what it's going to be, and Gasol will be traded by the trading deadline. And
yeah,
we hope they'll use him to get some bench pieces. Let's hope.
Yes, the brothers have been preaching that Pau Gasol is not going to make free agency with the Lakers.
Gone.
I mean, look at it now. So now Mike D'Antoni come in. Oh, this is fast offense, and now
it's Showtime Part 2.
You don't have the running pieces for it.
And he even admitted it today as such.
Yes, you have a running point guard with a half-court team. Like, you didn't go get, we're going to get Steve Nash. Now let's get some athletes. All you did was just trade to get Steve Nash. And you got
You have one athlete, and his name is Dwight Howard.
Yeah, who can run and who will benefit. Because it was always talking Steve Nash going to Orlando.
Everybody else ain't really that athletic. Paul Gasol ain't athletic. Meta World Peace ain't athletic. You got Jordan Hill
can do that shit.
And Jordan Hill's athletic. That's so, it. So,
this is what, you know, in that offense, it's no 7 seconds or less. You know, I didn't think with Phil Jackson, I don't think he was going to bring in the triangle necessarily.
But should've gave Phil a chance.
They didn't want it. You basically were like, get the fuck out. Thank you, but. Like, thank you. We appreciate it.
And you know what?
Contract's up. Feel better.
Phil was willing to squash all that beef and said, you know what? I'll come back. No, we'll be good.
Now, I will say this. They said nothing. There was no details yet.
Yeah, I mean, there weren't any details.
So you don't know if he was like, oh, I want XYZ.
I mean, you don't know what he wanted. But, I mean, let's be honest. Let's just keep it real. For what he did for L.A., you give the man whatever the hell he wants. I'm sorry. He gave you 5 rings. You give him what he wants. You give him what he wants. He gave you five rings. He put y'all on top of the world, boy. What?
Yes, but, I mean, technically, you don't have to necessarily, like...
You don't have to, but...
You don't have to bring him back. I mean, technically, you were just like, do you look out there? And
that's
kind of
foul. They did him foul. They did him. Well, they did feel foul.
The way on that end, yeah, they screwed all that up.
They did him foul.
That whole situation was just messed up.
That's why they're going 48-34. It's called karma.
Because Kobe was like, he was happy to get D'Antoni, as he should, because...
Well, he grew up with D'Antoni. But that
system,
him a long
his,
time.
You know, I mean, he plays in a system that is fun. And right now...
And plays no defense.
Defense don't sell.
But it wins championships, which is what the Lakers want.
But we have Dwight Howard.
Yeah, who ain't putting up? Who ain't gonna be the defensive player of the year this year? Is he? Definitely not. Not averaging like what was it? Dude, they said he was averaging like 6 or 7 boards in the last 3 games. I'm like 6 rebounds, nigga. I can average 6 rebounds in a game, motherfucker. Come on, you Dwight Howard, dude. Dwight Howard, grab some boards, beast. I don't know what the problem is.
He not healthy,
and just. Fine, he's not healthy. Then give the ball to Dwight Howard. Sit your butt down then and heal.
Give it to Powell.
Sit down and heal.
The Lakers' problem is you have 2 post players who play really well in the post and...
Powell's a jump shooter.
Yeah, Powell. But Powell can... No, the thing is, Powell can... Yeah, that's what they want.
That's what his role is now.
But that... Yeah, that's too expensive and no, that's not his art.
Nope.
Like his strength is making the pass like he did Dwight Howard to get the layup. Let him in the post and let him work. Yeah, if he was the center, when they talk about, well, he wouldn't fit Mike D'Antoni's system. If he was the center, there was no Dwight Howard, and he was the big guy, it would be Pau Gasol, Steve Nash, 3 shooters.
Yep.
And they would probably play, they probably beast. Because, you know, like, oh, now we got 2 good passers. You know, and if we can't get it, we'll just
but
work
they
it
ain't got
Powell.
No shooters.
But no, they don't have that. And you got Dwight Howard, who's unlike Andrew Bynum, who plays better offense. Dwight Howard is going to say, I want some damn shots.
Yeah, man. Like, he's getting 8 shots here. And saw another game, he had like 5 shots. It's like.
Yep, and he's going to get sent to the line, buddy. 3 for 12 tonight.
I told Chris, Dwight Howard, Laker fans, you don't want to hear this. I think he's gone at the end of the year. See ya. Going to Dallas. Just a little prediction for me. Again, just that's all. It's all right.
So we see they're not going to play any defense. And
no, it's not going to happen. So.
Yeah, I think they'll. Something's going to have to happen. Because I think with Dwight Howard on the floor, you're going to want, in that kind of offense, you're going to want Antoine Jameson to play more. Because you need dudes to spread the floor for your big guys.
Yep.
You know, Metawell piece is just...
Mike D'Antoni said he's going to let him shoot 10 threes a game. Fine with me.
I'll let him shoot 10 threes a game. I'm going to still put a hand in his face, of course.
Fine with me. Whatever.
You know what? He can shoot all them threes. If he don't want to drive and post, fine. Yeah, he can shoot threes all day. Shit. I'll take that. And hopefully, people are hoping Steve Nash just comes and saves him. But
yeah, whatever. Like, look. And
48-34, y'all.
Jump from from one LA team to the better one. The Clippers, unfortunately, in a little bit of a funk right now. Lost four straight. I don't know what the heck is going on with them at this particular moment in time, but ain't looking good, but I'm sure they'll bounce back. Yeah, they're due.
Clippers came out the bottom looking nice. Yeah, these last few games have been bad. Awful. You know, so bad. They coming down to earth a little bit. It was a little exciting. But, yeah, I like what I seen, some of that.
That fire. Chris Paul coming with it.
Yeah, seeing DeAndre Jordan showing some game and playing well offensively. So is Blake Griffin.
Jamal Crawford's been a force off the bench. Yeah. Been doing well.
Already giving him the sixth man of the year. Folk are doing that already.
Eric Bledsoe. Remember that name. He needs to start somewhere. Dude. Quick.
They're going to try to keep him. Keep him.
Because he's going to be a beast. That's mm-hmm. why. That's that insurance chip mm-hmm. in case Chris Paul leg.
That's it. Matt Barnes. They just got Odom, deep.
So, yeah, they deep. They just got to put it all together. Grant Hill still got to come back, too. So, they're a deep squad. Yeah. They just got to put it all together, man.
Right now, they are the better team in Los Angeles.
Without a doubt.
Sorry, Lego fans. I'm not hating. I'm just speaking honest. Right now, I'm not talking about in franchise history. At this season.
At this point
in the season. The Clippers are the better team, and they are going to win the division. Which means,
yes, sir.
To add to Jonathan's point, the way it's looking right now, because Memphis is balling. Memphis is a complete team.
Oh, yeah.
Without question. All of that, you know, can Zach and Rudy Gay play together? Man.
Yes, they can.
They know how to use their Gasol. You know. Marcus Gasol is just
a beast. He's a beast.
Tony Allen, and locking then you down.
Mike Conley, underrated point guard.
Yeah, he's gotten better every year because he looked like he was questionable for a minute, mm-hmm. a few years. Like, was he really worth the number four pick? Yep.
Yes, he was. And then their bench ain't bad.
And Jared Bayless having a nice little resurrection.
Got some solid players on that bench. Mm-hmm. So, you know what? Another team to look out for because they coming. Yeah, they hungry.
Yeah, Spurs going to have to fight for that that division. That's gonna
Spurs
be hard.
Another team. They another one. They focus. Tim Duncan looked like Tim Duncan of old. I don't know what's going on with him.
Yeah, Tim Duncan, like he just staying in shape, coming with it.
Tiago Splitter? What?
You going to put up that triple-double the other night against the 0-12 Wizards? But yeah, I was shocked. Like, wow, okay, Splitter has impressed me so far this season. He's playing with a lot of energy, so
finally.
And now we can just, you know. But Spurs take it slow. It's usually just for them working out the kinks early in the season.
Yep.
Steven Jackson hurt and
all they care about is the playoffs, let's be honest.
Yeah. But they'll still stay in the hunt.
Oh yeah, of course, of course, of course. Like I said, man, everybody's been getting better. Portland has been a very good team so far, man. That rookie point guard is the truth. Yeah, right. He was worthy of his pick. He was worth his pick, boy.
And you like people like they may have their number two piece.
This goes to show everybody. You ain't gotta go to a powerhouse school to get noticed. You get noticed anywhere you go. As long as if you can ball, you will get noticed.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. All you got to do is ball. And this kid can ball.
You know, that's in there. All the top prospects are leaving. So it's not like it's always wide open.
Mm-hmm. So, hey, J.J. Hickson starting the center. Been pretty good for him. Mm-hmm. Mark Saldridge has been all right. Nicholas Batum. Jesus Christ, man. He's worth the money.
Yeah.
He is worth the money.
I kind of wanted the Spurs to get him. I knew they weren't going to be able to.
Ooh, he's worth it. And you see why they matched.
You knew they were matching.
You see why they matched and wouldn't let him go. And then Wesley Matthews is balling too. Mm-hmm. So
having a nice point guard next to him, making his job a little easier.
They looking nice, man. They looking nice.
Yeah, in Oklahoma City, you know, they have a little bumps and bruises, but they still looking good.
If Westbrook would stop shooting the damn ball so much, we'd be good.
Yeah, Jonathan is irritated by the fact that shooting he takes more shots.
Take 15 more shots than Kevin Durant. Like, dude, what are you? Who shoots the better percentage? Who shoots the better threes? Give me the ball. Who's the best player on this team? Give me the freaking ball. Kobe's shooting 28 shots and everybody else is shooting 10 or less. That's how it should be with Oklahoma City.
Not to that extent.
I'm just saying Kobe's playing with scrubs. But
no, but I mean like
Kevin Durant should at least be taking 5 to 10 more shots than Westbrook. Yes, he should. Westbrook is your point guard, quote unquote.
But dude, fine. If you want
Kevin Durant has been the leading scorer in the league the last 2 years.
So you want Serge Ibaka to be your number two scorer?
No, I didn't say that.
But he has to.
I didn't say Westbrook couldn't take the second most shots on the team. I'm just saying that Kevin Durant needs to take 5 to 10 more than the next person.
My say is, period. Because I think Westbrook should take 20 to 25.
That means Kevin Durant needs to get 30 to 35 shots.
No, he needs to get.
Dude, 20, he makes like 25 half to 30 his shots.
25 to 30 shots. I don't want him getting Kobe like getting 40. Like, dude, that's not. Because that means you're taking too many damn jumpers.
Not necessarily.
But you still got, you know, Kevin
his
Martin.
His jumper is so wet. His jumper is just nasty. And he's making like he makes.
Now, look, I agree with your argument that.
If he get 30 shots, he's getting 60 points at least.
You can't force it. But that's what makes them beasts is that you got two dudes who can just go off. But I do agree that Kevin Durant should. I would like to see at least him get 5 more. He don't have to get 10, but
I want to see Westbrook taking 15 to 20 shots and passing and giving out 7 to 10 dimes a game. That would be ideal with Kevin Durant taking 25 to 30 shots a game. Those are your two dudes. Everybody else, you get shots when you get shots.
Dang, okay.
I mean, Kevin Durant is a scorer that is a one of a kind. He reminds me of George Gervin.
He's averaging 25, you know. Russell Westbrook is averaging 21.
How many? Who shooting percentage-wise, who's shooting better?
Westbrook shooting
what?
41%.
Oh, it's 41%. What is Kevin Durant shooting?
Almost 50%.
Thank you. Did I not just say the man makes half his shots? What is he shooting from three?
Well, I was wondering. Yeah, and he's doing it on 2 less shots.
Kidding me? Are you kidding me? 41% compared to half, 50%. Like, seriously.
Yeah, 43 from three and 9% from the free throw line. Yeah, Westbrook shoots 32%. Yeah, about the same. No, I'm tripping.
32% for threes.
And 79% from the line.
Mm. So Kevin Durant clearly is a better shooter than him. Give that man the ball. Good Lord, man. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. I mean, seriously. He's hitting half his shots.
Then you said him averaging. He's averaging almost 8 assists.
Who?
He's averaging 8.6 assists.
Very good. The assists I'm liking. The shots, though, you need to take it down the tone, especially with you shooting 41%. That's not acceptable. You're a point guard, man. And as quick as you are, you should be getting to the rack, dude, not settling for all these jump shots you chucking up.
Hey, just a jump shooting team, that's a problem. But that's part of my thing would be with him, like, let Durant open it up for you.
They need to get a real point guard and move him to the two.
Do you mean they need to play him off the two? Just play Eric Maynard more.
Yep.
I mean, I'm not mad at him being in the point guard sometime, but I think – you know,
he's better off the ball.
Right, let him try out the ball at the two and see what happens.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. Look at a guy like Lou Williams. Ain't nothing wrong with that. He can play point, but he's better off the ball. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, and of course, that unexpected team who was balling at the gate.
Who?
The New York Knicks.
Man. That was a nice pick in my fantasy league. I got Carmelo Anthony. Holla!
Yeah, there's been MVP talk for Carmelo Anthony so far.
Hey, man. They 9-4. They've been rolling. Mike Woodson has them playing very good defense. Yeah, Carmelo's passing the ball. I didn't believe it.
He's
moving the ball instead of stopping it, finally.
and all that, you know, that shit talking about Jason Kidd and what's he gonna do. I mean,
hey, I gotta give Jason Kidd his props. I had doubts. Serious doubts.
I mean, all Kurt Thomas and all them, but it's not they controlling the locker room.
They proved me wrong. They proved me wrong. And Steve Novak hitting them threes.
Chandler and Kidd in there just like, hey, get it done.
J.R. Smith has kept his head on straight for once.
Yeah, I read he said he just started actually practicing and doing all this shit now. That was last summer. Like beforehand, I guess he just wasn't doing nothing in the off season.
Wow, he learned.
I'm doing some doing that. Just
he learned.
I ain't trying to work out, and I'm not tripping.
He's learning. Good. He want that money. Yeah. That's what it is.
We'll see how long it lasts. And I mean, because we, you know, of course, the big question is what happens when Amari come back. You know, I think he should come off the bench. I'm not saying right. He should come off the bench, and then if it becomes something where they figure out how to play off each other, maybe he can start. But you know, is Carmelo's playing nice at on the four?
Yeah. And Raymond Felton's been doing a really good job. He was a nice pickup for them. Mm-hmm. Once again, another one I have my doubts about. But Raymond Felton's come in. He stepped up. He's taken the veteran leadership role, and he's played well. So, more power to you.
Yeah, Chandler's looking good, and you know, Iman Shumpert will be back, and Steve Novak.
Wet. Hitting threes like it's nuts.
You know, and then Rasheed Wallace. I mean, Rasheed looking like Wallace. Playing better than he was doing in Boston. Like, what's up?
And let's not forget about Tyson Chandler, the defensive anchor. Holding things down in the middle of the paint, so if they can keep it up, they gonna be a team to look out for come playoff time.
Yeah, because I figured I couldn't tell.
I didn't know, but
you know, are they ready to compete for a
title?
Yeah,
no.
Okay,
they ain't there yet. Maybe next year, not this year.
No, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, like, they're still a work in progress. You get a year under the belt with Mike Woodson, and then you know. Get another offseason with them, and things will be good. Yeah, a couple pieces here and there, maybe younger cats, and that'd be good.
Yeah, it's in the crowded division.
Exactly.
You know, because, of course, they got that.
The better team in New York? Oh, did I say that out loud?
Dude, I'm mad I didn't get to see that game.
Where Brooklyn at? Hey, man. They looking nice.
Yeah, they're starting to come around, man.
I know the owner's happy.
Yeah, they playing well. Well, they're gonna be a playoff team for sure.
Avery Johnson's gonna get a big look if he keeps it up for Coach of the Year.
Yeah, if he keeps it up, doing. I hope so.
Mm-hmm. Darren Williams looking great. That's Brooke fine. Lopez, my God, he looks rejuvenated. Maybe the time off did him some good.
Yeah,
got to heal up and he looks 100%.
Yeah, hopefully all that Dwight Howard coming to.
He looks worth the money, man. I'm sorry. Brooke Lopez, it was an expensive contract. Yeah. But so far, in the 13 games they've played, he looks like he's worth the money to me. I mean, shit, he's one of the few centers, in my opinion, that can give you, like, 20 points like that. Like, consistently every night, I give you 20. Yeah. He'd be perfect for the Spurs, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I just want – with Tim Duncan, we just need somebody to play defense. I would just, we could use him, but I was like, I need somebody who's going to block some shots.
But the only player on Brooklyn who's really disappointed me, who I thought was supposed to have a breakout season, was Joe Johnson. I thought Joe Johnson would be playing way better than he is right now. He looks so not worth that contract anymore. Not even close. So it looks like a shell of himself. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's the pressure of trying to play up to the contract itself. You can never play up to that contract, dude. That's stupid money. But, you know, I mean, hopefully eventually he's a veteran guy. He's been in the league many years. He's been an all-star. So, obviously, he has game. So, I'm sure he'll get it together.
Yeah, he's only going 15 points.
He's just in a slump. He's in a slump right now.
39%. Oof.
It's bad. It's bad.
Yeah, I think, you know, at some point they'll figure it out. I mean, I know he just got there and he's getting acclimated.
And after such a hot start, what happened to Boston? They're fourth.
Boston not looking
I don't know good. What happened, dude. Every Boston came out firing. I don't know what's going on. They came out on all cylinders, and all of a sudden they just died down, and you ain't heard about them since. I don't know what's going on.
No, it seems like they struggling for the moment.
Yeah, man. I don't know what's going on. Need to get it together.
Yeah, that was a little. That's a little surprising, but you know, they brought a lot of new dudes in.
And Miami's quietly going about their business. The 10-3.
Yeah, it's funny. Like 2 years ago, it was like people stuffing Miami Heat in our throats.
And now you don't hear a word about them. They're just winning, going about their business. No. It's like,
when
all
you
right,
win? When you gonna win? When you gonna win?
We don't care until playoff time comes.
Nope.
That's when we gonna care is when playoff time comes. They have become that team. They got the chip. So they're that team now. It really doesn't make a difference what we do till we get to the playoffs. Period. So.
Oh no! Shoot, what's up with Andrew Bynum and one that weird ass hair he was rocking that day. That day, but this dude,
I don't know what the hell's going on with Andrew Bynum. He got the hair. First it's the hair, and now we're talking about he hurt himself bowling. It's like, what?
Now he's out indefinitely.
It's like,
ew, you hate them word. I hate that word.
He didn't sign the contract extension yet, did he?
He's not going to sign a contract extension.
Yeah, not anymore.
No, he's going to be signing a free agent deal.
And then, woo. Now we'll see what happens. This is what pisses me off about people like this. You're hurt. You're supposed to be rehabbing, getting yourself together, so you can play, so you can go in the off season, so you can get paid and make that money. What the hell are you doing bowling?
You can't bowl like that.
I didn't say you. I'm not, dude. Your knees is jacked up. Okay. You're coming off knee surgery. Sit your butt down, rehab, and don't no extracurricular activities for you unless it's basketball related. Stop it.
I'm but tired. Even back to ball, like
No, you don't bowl. No. Not with them slippery ass floors right there. No, you're not bowling. Because that's all I need is for you to take that wrong step and you slip and it's oh my knee is jacked up, I'm done. Okay. And here we are. I swear I see that. I see him just going up for the wine and it just slipped. Oh, I jacked my knee up. I'm out indefinitely. That means for the season probably. So
for his he lost some money right now.
He lost some money.
Yeah, because I'm not. He ain't getting the max.
I'm giving you a 1 year prove it deal. I'm sorry. I'm not about to lock you up for 5 years. Coming off a toe up.
Oh
knee,
no, he definitely ain't getting no 5 year deal. That fifth year,
you getting a 2 year, second year's an option. Seriously, I'm not gonna invest in you long term with questionable knees. And somebody, you're a big dude,
depending on where he comes, like if he misses the whole season, if he comes back to me, I would just be like, sit your ass down and rehab, and don't come back till after the All Star break. Come back in like March. Like don't even shoot for before. Just
but I will
rehab.
Say, if Jerome James got paid, Andrew Bynum can get paid. Jim
Brooke Lopez can get max money.
Yeah, somebody gonna lock up Andrew Bynum.
But I mean, 5 years? No, I would give him.
I'm saying me. I'm giving you a 1 year and an option.
No,
that's it.
I'm
sorry. That's
no,
it.
No, I'd give him.
I can't.
No, you can't. I do a two with a third for the team.
And then he gonna get hurt the first year.
No,
because
if you say like the first year, he make it through.
And then he gonna get hurt the first year. See, that's what happens. It's like a curse. When you give him three or more, it's like, oh, we're hurt the first year.
It's like you just, the third is the team option. I'm giving you two. The third is the team option, and we want to keep you. I'll give him 3 years with like a decent amount of money kind of spread out. Maybe.
You know
he
want
like
do,
15.
Right?
I give him like
you know what he's
10,
gonna do, right?
12.
You know what he's going to do? He's going to come back at the very end of the season, playing like 5 games, show he's healthy, and be like, all right, ching ching, I'm cashing in.
You want to max? Like, no, you ain't getting
me. Let me get max money. Okay. Somebody's going to be like, all right, there you go. New York Knicks, where you at?
Because with them, they may be forced to give him three with an option.
I ain't got no year.
But I'm like, it's spread out. I'm not giving you like max for the year. I'll give you 2 years for big money, or you stretching that shit out.
How about this? I'm staying away from them altogether. I'm just not even gonna
go. I'll just let them food now. Not with the people, like, should you, I would do the best I could to keep him, but, like, fair. I'm not, you know, if I have to overpay a few million, fine. He's but, like, frustrating. But if it's like, we have to, I'm not giving him the max. If he's like, he can't prove he's healthy, you can't get insurance, you are not doing the Amari Stoudemire. Like, I'm not giving you that much money. I'm not giving
you $100 million. You kiss me, you miss me with that. No. I don't know. His attitude is just whatever. That's just the way he's been. That's what rubbed Laker fans the wrong way. And you in Philadelphia, dude. You need to get your act together. I'm sure them fans weren't happy hearing he was bowling and hearing himself doing that. They was probably like, what? This motherfucker.
So, dude, you could be pairing with Drew Holiday, who's bowling.
Drew Holiday is sick, man. But you know what? They're playing well without him. I'll give him that. Doug Collins got him playing well without him. Evan Turner is looking right.
Yeah, he got he can play a little better.
Thaddeus Young, beasting. You know, Nick Young looked like a nice pickup. Jason Richardson don't look half bad.
Nah, he's got a nice team, and Doug Collins is doing that.
Darrell Wright, Spencer Halls, they got some pieces. Mm-hmm. They got some players.
He knows how to make it work. I'll give him that.
Yep. And then Milwaukee. How the heck is Milwaukee number one in the Central? Milwaukee?
Central's bad, man.
Yes, it is.
Well, no Kyrie Irving hurt.
Yeah, they're number one pick again. Yeah.
You know, Milwaukee's not terrible, per se. They just not great. They just like, we'll compete for the eighth spot. And they're a first-round team. They're battling for the eighth spot. Get out the first round. God. Not getting out the first round team.
Could you imagine if... Can that even happen?
What?
Can they win the division and be eighth?
No. No, the division winner gets
one, third, right? One of the top three?
No, you can win the top four spots. Because the wild card can get in. The fourth hottest team can...
I'm like, God. It's God. Division is terrible. Sorry, right, folks.
No, I don't know if it's that
many. When Mr. Rose comes back, we'll take stranglehold over this division again. Don't worry.
No, Cleveland, he'll come back. Well, then they'll play better. I mean, Byron Scott ripped in their ass.
Yeah, you need to.
Well, we're going to come back, take a quick break, enjoy the music, y'all. We'll be back. Brothers Lane with Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Very special. Please welcome to the stage.
Escape from New York, but I be on some Brooklyn bullshit. I pull clips as fast as I dose chicks with dope tits. Harmony Lee called, said the coke surviving at six. Got my name all in your mouth, like you're liable to brick. Click me on the tube, chain swinging down to my shoes. Light up the room, African boom, sparking and zoom. Disciple of rock, the type of range, rifles of cops, I'm spiteful. Fakes get left shaking like Michael J. Fox.
I feel the AIDS affected needle acupuncture. Gangster the hustler, murderer and kidnapper suspect. Rapper and dust head, but blood red to grip blue. My shit's too colorful, running through with the 100 goons and maniac. If a bitch like to suck dick, she a brainiac. Bust up in their mouthpiece, see how they react. Take it back like an instant replay. Living the PJs, watching my uncle freebase. Analyzing the angles on a fiend's face. I learned to love my trees lace. The way the PCP tastes, the way it make me see things. Old school dice spot builds and sheepskins. Since I write this, I'm rocking iceberg jeans and Tim's. Thinking where I'm gonna be in 2007. Either a house in the Hamptons or a house in heaven. I be chilling on the beach in the south of Venice. Or murking the president live on Channel 7.
Coming through rockets. Wow, like rock stars who smash guitars. No, big shit. Yeah.
Unadulterated.
MCs.
Coming through rockets. Wow, like rock stars who smash guitars.
No, big shit. Yeah.
Unadulterated.
MCs.
I be Brooklyn till I die, don't even question it twice. My crew nice, late night in the corners, we shoot dice. It's like summertime in New York, jean shorts, Tim's, blue buck, tank tops and koofies. Groupies acting loosely, who being a black dropper, hat cock, that cat box. Puffing the stove, get spent snapshots, I'm trying to live. Feed the kids, drop some whips, handle bins, own a crib, do my shit. In the street, that's how
if
it
I
is.
If I say rock star, I'm talking about rocking the mic. My shit's hot like the rock, a fiend dropping the pipe. These cats are idiots, with rap so pussy, they catch periods. I'm serious. My life is like a drug experience. A porno movie with no plot, and I'm the only guy in it. Like vivid videos with Kobe tie-dye bitches. Ill bitch.
Crusader. Chilling in the Black Navigator, Canarsie to Pennsylvania.
MC's break with me out. Banging with shells and heaters out. Blast off, tether bits, blow bombs and speakers out. Hookers and bricks, gutty cats, bitches and pimps, cripples and gimps, ex-cons, pushes and tricks. Street poets speak the essence, what's realer than this? Up in the club, smoked out, coke, the feeling of crisp. You lighten the wrist, Richard Simmons flow with a pick. Taking my record label hostage if they stopping my shit.
I remember them cold nights and low lives for clubs. Now it's strictly VIP, free drinks and drugs, pounds and hugs, getting back rubs. Read them underground thugs, you stay street, but got newfound love. Take a continental job, a rental, travel the globe. North Fiction to the end, well, while we rock shows, explode from out the projects. Glenwood to Trosneck, pour your drink off and make a toast to how the gods get.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. Y'all want to hit us up? Y'all got any questions you want us to answer? You know, things on the air? Or you want to just rap about how good your team is or how much we think your team suck?
All right.
You can follow us on Twitter, at Brothers Lehman. You can email the show, thebrotherslehman@blackisonline.com. Or you can call us at the happy hour at 323-455-4219.
Hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to tell us, we really down to hear it. So let us know what's going on in your minds, folks.
Man, gone through 12 weeks in the NFL. It's getting crazy out here.
Yep.
I'm trying to think, man, where do we even start?
Hey, man. You know me. I'm a Broncos fan. We can always start with the Broncos. Peyton Manning, Broncos won 6 in a row.
Should have known.
The one team that the nation really ain't talking about a whole lot, at least in my opinion. I don't see everybody. I don't see them on ESPN First Take. I don't see them on ESPN. I don't see people talking about them like that. I hear about the Texans. I hear about the Falcons. I hear about the 49ers. I hear about the Ravens. How about them Broncos, homie? We could possibly have the defensive MVP and offensive MVP. What? Let's go. Von Miller, let's get it cracking. Peyton Manning, let's get it cracking. Don't matter. Had Kansas City's players running up to Peyton Manning to get an autograph and a picture. What? That's how sick the Broncos are.
He did that because he'd been a Peyton Manning fan from jump. It wasn't just because he was in a Broncos uniform.
Hey. I didn't see them asking for Tom Brady autograph. And nobody asking for Drew Brees autograph. Peyton Manning's autograph. That's where it's at.
Oh, Lord.
Hey. Well,
your team, your squad is nice. Your team is 8-3. Basically
right.
Killing the division.
Oh, if we win next week, division clinched, baby. Over with.
So do you start not playing Peyton Manning as much?
No, there's none of that. We're going for the first round bye, and that's what we want. We still behind Houston. We still got stuff to prove, so okay. It's on.
If you clinch the bye by week before the last by week 17, do you play him?
Yeah,
the full game.
I say you give him maybe a quarter or so, and then you let
him even play him a half.
He didn't let Brock Osweiler play. I mean, if we have it locked up, you know, you get him playing a quarter, so just to, you know, still keep him in the rhythm. And then after that, let the quarterback, right. Let the backup, let the rookie play, get some experience for his last game, and, you know.
No, that makes sense.
Rest up Peyton Manning. Rest up, you know, Von Miller. Rest up Shant. Rest up all your starters. Just let your rookies and your backups play.
Yeah, Moreno came out of nowhere, stepped up for McGahee getting hurt.
Next man up. That's how we roll. Next man up. That's the motto.
Now, Denver's been looking good on both sides of the ball.
fantastic, if I must say so myself. I don't mean to gloat, folks, but I mean, shoot, I've been waiting for this for a long time. We got a chance to finally go back to the Super Bowl. Just might happen. Just maybe. So, yeah, I mean, you know. I ain't tripping. The big game that I'm waiting for is coming week 15. We play Baltimore at Denver. Bring it. We saw what they pulled out against.
Play at Baltimore.
Oh, excuse me. Then we play at Baltimore. Even better. Let the test begin. Yeah, we saw what Baltimore did against Chargers. But they pulled off that ridiculous 4th-and-29 play. That just goes to show you the Chargers are destined to lose. That's what bad teams do. They just find ways to lose games. It's 4th-and-29. That was a Madden play, what he just pulled off. It was 4th-and-29. All you had to do was tackle him. And it's not like Joe Flacco threw the ball 35, 40 yards. He dumped it off to Ray Rice like a yard.
Ray Rice did
the rest of the work. Are you kidding me?
Ballin.
And then Anquan Boldin. My God, did you see that block? Tore him up. Gave him a concussion. That's how you block somebody. Get out of here. Hey, putting the chips on the line. It's 4th down. And games on the line. Dudes are going to do whatever they can to win that game. Cannot believe he got a 4th-and-29 play. Won't happen against Denver though. Sorry.
No, but they 9-2 got control of their division because you know of course Pittsburgh is without
Big Ben, which is a problem because they look ass without him.
Yeah, they became more of a passing team.
And Jonathan Dwyer was just named the starter at running back, so. I guess I got to drop Rashard Mendenhall.
Yeah, I did.
God, you know what? I'm not touching any of their running back. I'm not touching anybody in the offense until Ben Roethlisberger comes back.
Dude, I can't not start my
if Ben Roethlisberger. If Ben Roethlisberger is out for the season, I'm dropping Antonio Brown. I'll tell you that right now. Period.
Oh, well, yeah. He's supposed to come back next week.
Well, I'm dropping him if Ben Roethlisberger ain't coming back for the season. Period. Mm. I have no use for wasted space.
Philadelphia, well, they're fighting for a playoff spot now.
Philly?
I'm sorry. Pittsburgh.
Yeah, please.
Is fighting for a playoff spot right now.
Let's make sure we get the right team in Pennsylvania. And then yeah, Cincinnati's still battling.
They tied.
Their division is tough. That's a tough division.
Yeah, not counting Cleveland.
I mean, you know what? I will give it to Cleveland, though. Cleveland plays hard every single game. For a sorry team, I will give you that much. They play hard every game. And they got a tough defense. So
yeah, the defense.
They showed it. They forced 8 turnovers.
Yeah, I'll say that.
Ridiculous.
You know, Brandon Whedon looking.
He looking all right.
Trent Richardson has been worth the pick.
Definitely worth the pick. They got to get some new wide receivers, though. Mine is Josh Gordon. I like him.
Yeah. I don't know, but yeah, their division is close. And then, you know, New England over there controlling their division.
We saw on Thanksgiving what they did to the Jets, and that was just to say that was embarrassing. You made Fireman Ed retire because of that game. Are you kidding me?
On national television.
He gave it up. He said, F it, I'm done, retired. That was probably the icing on the cake. I'm sure he's the one who wanted to see Tim Tebow play a little bit. You could have gave Fireman Ed some hope. At what point do you play
49-19.
Him? 49-19. At what point do you play Tim Tebow? I mean, my God, seriously? Is Rex Ryan that stubborn that he does not want to play Tim Tebow even when they're down by 30 points?
It seems like it. I don't know why you just don't put him in. I tell you, he's going to wait till the last week, and then he's going to put him in.
And he's going to win. Fans are going to be up
in arms. That's what's going to happen.
And you're going to look like an idiot. And then Tim Tebow's going to leave. And then the rest, whatever. You can move on with Mark Sanchez for all I care. They're dysfunctional. Period.
Well, I mean, Tim Tebow is—he has to play at Jacksonville. If he doesn't play at Jacksonville, that's fucked up. The one that's fucked up.
He's not gonna play at Jacksonville like that. He may get a carrier here or two there.
But yeah, your point, it should be all about just like at some point, I'm just going to bench
him. You got to send a message.
Right. You can bench him and then start him again.
I mean, it happens all the time.
You know, like, what are you? Because the thing is, like, are you scared that if you bench him, you're like, well, you're going to lose him? Like, so stop coddling him. Yeah,
if that's the case, he's not a franchise quarterback, period. That's all I have to say. If his psyche is that weak to where you bench him to send a message to him that you got to play better and you may lose him, then he's not a franchise quarterback, period.
Yeah, this is not a rookie.
A franchise quarterback has to be mentally tough, and that's what he is not. Yeah, he's not a rookie. Yeah, you're right.
He was a rookie, and we were just going to throw him in the fire. Then you give him all 16 games to just screw it up.
Especially, he's a dude who's been to the AFC Championship game. No. And, I mean, let's be honest. He knows he's playing like ass. He cannot sit here and not realize that he's just not playing well. It's impossible.
No, he has to know.
He has to know. So, I mean, to say he's already lost, as far as I'm concerned. Not to say that Rex Ryan had lost him, but Mark Sanchez, his psyche is in pieces right now. So as far as I'm concerned, Rex Ryan benching him ain't going to make no difference on his psyche. It's already tore up as bad as it can be. You saw what happened. He ran into his teammate and fumbled. Like that, I mean, how much worse can it get? Yeah,
that is going to be...
That's the blooper play of the year. Like, are you kidding me?
That might be the worst play.
I think that was the play that made Fireman Ed choose to retire. That was it right there. That was it, and it was just like,
you just ran into your own.
I'm done. Lineman. I'm not Fireman Ed anymore. I retire. I'm done. We suck. It's embarrassing. They're playing embarrassing football right now. They should be ashamed of themselves.
That's why, like, it's just a change. Like, if it doesn't work, then it don't work. And people can be like, well, you tried everything. I'm like, no, I'm just, you know, I'm not saying you got to start Tim Tebow from jump. But at some point, if you're awful
in
the third or fourth quarter, start him.
That's what I'm saying. Start him from jump. That's what I'm saying. You need to start him from jump street.
You got to at least put him in a half.
Put him in for the whole game. See what happens.
Yes, but that's why I think you need at least, if you've been staunch, I'm not playing this dude at all, you need to just work him back in. You put him in, if Sanchez is having a bad game and you're down and you're basically like three scores with like 12 minutes left and he ain't doing, putting him in. And if he plays well, like all right, you know, the team, like, say he plays well and they move down and score, instead of losing by 21, you lose by 7. Okay, well, you know, but then that, like, hey, we'll start him then. And then you're like, all right, doing practice, and maybe you start him at Jacksonville. And if he's like, he bombs.
And that's what it is. And it is what it is. You gave it a shot. Didn't work.
But you give him, I do think you do need to give him at least a half. You need to give him like a long
leash.
At least for like 8 or 9 drives. Don't give him like 3 drives. And be like, exactly. Oh, well, he needs like a good chunk. So you can, you know, let everybody see it. That's what I'm about. Fine. Put it on display that you made a damn mistake.
Exactly.
Instead of just hiding, everybody's like, well, clearly you made a mistake. Are you scared?
Exactly. I'm done with them. I ain't got nothing to say about them. Let's move on to bigger and brighter things, like the Houston Texans, for one, who are 10-1.
Dude.
On the roll.
Are they the best team in the AFC? Yes.
As a Broncos fan, I don't want to say yes, I have to, because they are. They are the most complete team in the AFC still. Well, it's neck and neck with the Broncos, but it's close. But I will give them the edge just because I think defensively they're a little bit better than the Broncos are. That's just me.
Well, yeah. So, you know, and then Matt Schaub was proven he can air it out.
Wing it. They won 2 straight overtime, close overtime games. So,
whew. Yeah, I'm.
They look serious.
Yeah.
They look serious.
I mean, their division's looking. You know, they got
in Indy. Mr. Andrew Luck
trying to make the playoffs. And
hey, Peyton Manning. I told you, Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck, playoffs, teacher versus student, and the teacher will prosper.
Teacher versus student, like they didn't. He just watched him.
I'm going to teach you how to get it done. I'm going to teach you how it was done in Indianapolis, boy. Let me show you how it's done. And he going to stick it to Indy real hard. Yeah, son. Let me show you what you got rid of.
Andrew Luck is doing his thing.
Andrew Luck has been great. Been doing a great job. I still promote him for Rookie of the Year. Everybody can say what they want about RG3, who has the better record.
That's going to be a tight battle.
Who has the better record. Period. Thank you. That's all I got to say. You're a rookie quarterback leading your team to the playoffs. If no other rookie does it, you should be the Rookie of the Year. Period. I don't care.
Well, it's because it's the quarterback. And
he's on a rebuilding team, which makes it even worse. RG3 had better pieces.
Somewhat better pieces.
Andrew Luck had Reggie Wayne. That's it. That's it. That's all he had for, like, his really consistent weapon was Reggie Wayne.
Well,
you
knew they would start from
the
scratch.
They didn't go out and spend money like freaking Washington did. They didn't do all that. And he did what they could. They got, you know. And they just playing. They play hard and they play smart, so.
Yeah. No, Indy's looking good, man. They are playing smart. Been riding around their coach, Andrew Luck, and look, is the real deal.
Holyfield.
You know, reads coverage really well. And, you know, I'm excited for them. I want to see what they can do. I mean, this is not expecting 7-4 at all. You know, coming off number one. So it's looking good. I mean, we'll see where all the hype goes. Maybe, you know, all the RG3 hype will go away if. Will not go away, but it'll swing back in Andrew Luck's way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was quiet all.
Exactly.
During what the off season, and now I'm in the playoffs.
Exactly. What now?
But that would be a good matchup. I'd be very hyped up. NFL would sell that joint.
Big time.
You know, we were talking about Houston, and had me thinking of Mr. Ndamukong Suh, the most hated dude in football right now.
It was the weirdest looking thing I'd ever seen. Because it's weird. Because from the way he was positioned, it almost looks like there was no way for him to see clearly where he was kicking him. So I don't know if that was just a reflex or what. But he got him in a sweet spot nonetheless. And I mean, just based on his rep alone. And then pulling that dude, I would have given him at least one game. You got to sit out one game. Him to get no suspension was just like, really?
Well, because it's not the evidence.
It wasn't just
clear.
It wasn't blatant.
I'm sure this dude did that, but, you know, and I don't think he was necessarily going for it, but I think he was trying to trip him or like, oh, I'm falling. Let me see if I can trip his leg up or do something and make him fall. And he just was like, and I think he did kick, and he kicked his leg out. I think he's like, I'm kicking him out. And like the Ron Artest joint, I don't think he was aiming specifically for that area of his head, but he was like, I'm hitting somebody. I think he was just like, I'm about to just kick my leg out, and
whoever's around, so be it.
I know I'm falling, but I'm gonna see if I can at least tackle him some way with my foot. And it's like, damn.
So, I don't know. It's just.
Now, is he worth it all now? It's like.
I mean, he's just a guy that leaves it all out there on the football field. He's just an intense dude. He's just one of those guys. I mean, that's what happens with a lot of these football players. They're nice guys off the field, you know, gentle giants, as a lot of people call them. And then once you hit the football field, you turn into like a whole different person. It's like split personality. You become this. You become a gladiator. And you just no holds barred. You play down to the whistle. Period. You play till the clock hits zero. So, I mean, he's an intense guy. He plays a little dirty. Yeah, I mean, everybody's dirty. I mean.
No, he goes a little.
He goes a little overboard. He goes a little overboard. But as far as to call him a dirty player, I mean, a lot of the players on the defensive and offensive line are dirty. I have a homeboy who played football. He used to tell me all the time, dudes used to sharpen their nails, stick them in cats. Dudes would try to gouge guys' eyes out, and dudes are twisting your fingers. Yeah, and like guys are dirty all the time. You just don't hear about them.
He's not the dirty player in the sense that if he was that dirty, he'd be doing this stuff like all the time.
He'd be Albert Haynesworth. Albert Haynesworth is a dirty player. Like sitting here stepping on dude's head, you know, when he had no helmet on. And just.
Yeah, but he does that shit too. He got the stomping on dude's leg. Like standing up like, I clearly gonna stomp on your ass.
There's a difference between a leg and a head.
Yeah, he ain't, I guess, that crazy. But it's just like, dude, reel it in.
Yeah. You just got to reel in your emotions. That's all.
He just like hitting quarterbacks hard as hell. Like, look, man, I know you're trying to be old school, but the league ain't like that no more.
Yeah.
You can't hit dudes like that.
Yeah.
Now you got to help your team out from being 4-7.
Yeah, for real.
All that hype from last year is back down to nothing.
Not looking good. And honestly, for me, it's not looking good for Jim Schwartz. Not only dealing with that situation, then you got the whole Titus Young situation. When is he coming back? If he's coming back.
Man, that and... What'd you think of that play, man? With the whole... he threw the flag out there and then he get the...
He got caught in the heat of the moment. He got caught up in the heat of the moment. I mean, clearly, the play was a bad play. It was clearly a bad play. I mean, clearly, dude hit the ground. Knee touched the ground. Elbows touched the ground. He was down. So, from that aspect... I can understand his frustration, and he just got caught in the moment, threw the flag like, this is BS. And, you know, it happens. It happens to a lot of people. Where you get caught up in a situation, and you don't think before you act. And that's just the case. He didn't think before he acted. He did the opposite. And, you know, it cost his team probably in the end. But it's a lesson learned. I know everybody will say, well, he's the head coach. He should know better. I'm like, you ain't coaching. You don't know what it's like to be a coach on the field, to get caught up emotionally in a game like that and, you know, to have to blow your casket and lose your mind.
Yeah, I would think
he at got least, caught up in emotions.
I'm assuming they put the rule in. When I hear them speak about the rule, how you, I guess you can't throw it during the middle of a play. I'm guessing it's through the middle of a play so you don't, quote unquote, like hurt anybody.
Well, what happened is the rule is if – I want to say it's basically if a play is pretty much going to be challenged and you – if a play is basically automatically reviewed and you throw a challenge flag, you're basically penalized for that.
Dude, you don't get a challenge. Which seems a bit much. Like, all right, why can't you just say you can't challenge it? But, yeah, I mean, it is one of those things where – when it looks like it's basically like the dude is going to score – it was like, dude, they replay every fucking touchdown. Like, you don't have to do anything. They'll review it for you. But, yeah, he
got caught up in the motions.
And he does that sometimes. Yeah. And it comes back to backfire.
Comes back to bite you. So, I mean, in their division anyway, they're done.
Oh, yeah.
They're clearly done. I mean, Minnesota, Green Bay, Chicago are clearly the elites of that division. And it's a tight race. That's a tight race.
Chicago can't get no help. They hurt again.
Matt Forte's banged up.
And your running back hurt again.
Can't win for losing.
I feel bad for them, dude. I want to see what they can do. Like, if you play Green Bay again in the playoffs, you know, can you hold on to the division lead?
And then Green Bay, I mean, they just got their butts kicked by Giants, man. That was ugly.
Yeah.
Ugly, but
Giants
they got no Charles Woodson, they had no Clay Matthews, so you know they were missing a lot of pieces. Yeah. Got no Greg Jennings, and God help them, they need Cedric Benson back bad.
Yeah,
they can't run the ball for nothing, dude. No. James Starks, where did you go?
That's why they got Cedric Benson.
James Starks is weak now. Remember he used to be fantasy relevant.
Yeah.
Not no more. God, he's bad.
Yeah, I know Greg Jennings. Hope he comes back soon. God, that was a bad pick.
Soon, please. And then Minnesota, y'all need a new quarterback. That's just clear. clear as day. They ain't winning nothing with Christian Ponder. He's
done already. That's it?
He's already done. He's back up. Oh. He's back up worthy, yes, already. He's just not... He's not that guy. Well, maybe I will say this. You give him another year, but you got to give him weapons. You got to do better than Jerome Simpson. I mean, you got Percy Harvin and you got Adrian Peterson. Those are nice pieces. You got Kyle Rudolph, nice. You got to get another receiver opposite of Percy Harvin, though. Jerome Simpson ain't cutting it. Michael Jenkins ain't cutting it. They're weak. Offensively, they got no depth. You got, and then
it's just Adrian Peterson's playing good, but you got to protect him.
Exactly. And then you got Percy Harvin, who's hurt. And now look at you. You can't throw the ball because you ain't got no weapons. Period. So.
You can get Tony Romo.
Speaking of Tony Romo and the weak Cowboys who ain't going to win.
Yeah, because, I mean, shoot, the Giants. You know, we said the Giants just beat.
They play the Eagles.
I'm telling you, it looked like who's playing for land.
That's gonna
Philly already got that.
That's going to be the ugliest game. I'm expecting about 6 turnovers between both teams. Man. This is going to be a bad game overall to me. Just like, God, both teams are sorry.
And two teams who had high expectations but have failed.
Wouldn't shock me if, with injuries and all,
the dynasty.
If Philly beats Dallas. Wouldn't shock me at all.
If what happened?
If... With the injuries and everything, DeSean Jackson on injured reserve, no LeSean McCoy, no Michael Vick, it still wouldn't shock me if Dallas lost. Wouldn't shock me at all.
Nope.
And that's sad thing about Dallas. That as good as they're supposed to be and everybody predicts they'll make the playoffs, it wouldn't shock you if they lost to the worst team in the NFL. It wouldn't shock me if they lost to the Chiefs. It wouldn't. It wouldn't shock me at all.
Because
they're just, you never know what you're going to get with Dallas. Ever.
No, that's their problem.
That's their MO. But I see RG3 is trying to lead his team to the playoffs, hopefully. Trying to get there.
Yeah, they look nice against
he look good.
The shit out of Dallas.
He look good. Threw 4 touchdowns. He's looking nice, man. He ain't making no mistakes. That was about 4 interceptions, I believe, on the season. Not turning over much, so he's looking good. He's learning. Learning. Clearly. And then, of course, we have the best team in the division by far, which is the Giants, who are clearly on their way back to the playoffs. We saw what they did. God, they're another team that's frustrating.
And they came out to bye. Nathan needed that bye.
That's another team.
A nice win against
Green Bay.
See
what they did against San Francisco. You see what they did against Green Bay, and then they suck against, like, Tampa Bay. Pushes them to the limit. Like, it's like, what? What are y'all doing?
Eli Manning can't pass anymore.
He got dead on. He ain't elite. Okay, I'll show you not elite, motherfucker. 3 touchdowns. Win. So, I mean, he got 2 touchdowns. Phil Simms is bitter because he ain't got no Super Bowls. So, don't hate. Don't hate because he's about to break all your records. Don't be bitter. That's all I got to say about Phil Simms.
Nah, you know, because they're the defending champs and you know that they're usually good at the end. That people are not going to stress. And they've earned the right. But they have to get some things together on their end. Coming off that slump. But yeah, a nice win over Green Bay will keep everybody quiet for a little bit. Keep everybody at bay.
Exactly. And then we have the other team, win team in Atlanta. I don't know why, but Atlanta, I'm just not sold, man. Like, they're 10-1. I feel it's like a fake 10-1, though. Like, it's not – they shouldn't be 10-1. It's like – it's a fluke. I don't know. I still don't believe it. Houston, I believe they're 10-1. They have proven, yes, you are a 10-1 team. I don't see that with Atlanta. I don't know what it is. They're not believable to me. I just have a feeling they're gonna lose the first playoff game they play.
Yeah, they could, which would be fucked up. I don't – yeah, Atlanta is nice. I guess they're deep – because their defense is not that great, you know, it's good enough.
I think another thing is they've played so many tight games, mm-hmm. as where you've had Houston, who's kind of beat on some teams already. They just beat them down. and they're 10-1. Where you have Atlanta, who's pretty much, it seems like every single game they play is like, it's down to the wire.
Yeah, it's like, for them, unfortunately, they need playoff success. Even if they beat these teams convincingly, people be like, well, they're not playing nobody. They just outscoring them. And
let's hope that all this getting down to the wire, let's hope it pays off in the playoff times, because we all know playoff time, most of them games do come down to the field goals and the little things.
Hey, man, New Orleans trying to come out they slump and trying to make a playoff run.
They got their assistant coach back, and they just took off from there. I don't know what. I guess a coach does make a big difference. Because, my goodness, they got their offense, they got an assistant coach back, and they've been rolling ever since. Got a small hiccup with the in the last game against who they play?
San Francisco.
There you go. So, I can see them being a playoff team. I can see them being a team where they squeak in as that wild card spot, and they'll be that dangerous team that a lot of people don't want to play because they can drop 50 on you at any given moment. But at the same time, they can also give up 60, so you never know what you're going to get. And don't know if Sean Payton's coming back. I'm sure it's a question a lot of people are asking themselves, but we'll see what happens.
Cowboy fans hoping he don't come back. Come over here. We need a coach, please. Because Jerry Jones wants to control everything. Dude, I was a little shocked. He was like, are you going to still be the GM and the owner? Hell yeah. What you think? I was like, wow, okay, you don't want anybody else's input? Like, I got the final say on everything. Like,
of course.
All right. I mean, we know that.
Do you think Tampa Bay or New Orleans is going to pull out that spot? Because Tampa Bay's not looking bad. Doug Martin's looking nice. They play Denver on Sunday. 7 in a row.
Oof. I think New Orleans just dug a hole too deep. I think Tampa Bay is, I like what they got going on. I think the offense is still going to flow. And I just think New Orleans defense is just way too crappy. You know, I think unless New Orleans can get hot and just hope this fire stays on, I don't see that lasting that long.
Yeah, I hear you on that. The defense is what wins championships, and if you can't play defense, you ain't winning championships. So that's all I got to say about that. Moving on to the team that beat New Orleans, San Francisco.
Hey, man.
What the hell is Jim Harbaugh doing?
It almost seems like he's trying hard
not to hurt Alex Smith's feelings.
Yeah, you're like, you know you want to play that.
Like, it's like, dude, I know you want to play Kaepernick. You handpicked him. So I know you want to play him.
You want to see what he can do.
You want to see what he can do. And so far, he's proven that he can play. He has a stronger arm than Alex Smith. He can run faster than Alex Smith. I mean, but Alex Smith has the experience. And Alex Smith was that guy who last year got you to the NFC Championship game. Yeah. And he led you this year. You know, he's been out 2 games. It wasn't like you guys were weak when he was out. You guys were winning. So, I mean, you can call Alex Smith a game manager, but, I mean, same time, he was still winning games. He wasn't making too many turnovers for you guys and was still winning. So, Harbaugh came out and said Alex Smith is the starter. He ain't done nothing to lose a job. So that tells me Alex Smith should be starting on Sunday. Whether he does or not, remains to be seen.
But I guess the thing is, should he start him or should he? Is that whole, you know, do quarterback not lose their job if they're hurt?
Okay, let's put it into perspective. People are making a very big deal about Colin Kaepernick. I will say this for Alex Smith's sake. Colin Kaepernick played a Bears team with no Jay Cutler. Jason Campbell looked like ass in that game. So their offense was inept in that game.
He did all right against the Bears defense.
New Orleans, like we just talked about, defense is Swiss cheese. There's holes everywhere. So to me, he has yet to be really challenged. Put him up against the Texans team. Put him up against the Falcons team. They're not a good team.
But, I mean, they didn't have that offensive.
They didn't have a quarterback. You know, he came back game after, and what did he do? They win now. So I mean, and then you play New Orleans, who has a high powered offense, but we all know San Francisco's defense was going to shut them down a little bit. Yeah. And then you have New Orleans defense who can't stop nothing. So he was able to go off. They play this week coming up. Let's see what Frisco got rolling.
Frisco playing at St. Louis.
That's another game where I'm like, because St. Louis is 4-6-1, so it's like, what?
Yeah, I'm.
He ain't playing nobody.
You don't want to roll. You don't want to mess nothing up. But it is kind of like
he ain't playing nobody hard.
I would say this because I'm watching him. I'm like, this dude look like he got
the
it
next
going
best
on.
Thing.
Yeah, but it is kind of like
just
he was
up.
Playing well. And it wasn't like they were sucking.
Exactly. Alex Smith was playing well.
They only lost to Minnesota. And lost to the Giants.
Exactly. That's it.
No.
Other than that, Alex Smith was good. He was rolling. Mm-hmm. Vernon Davis sure wants him back.
Yeah.
Because Vernon Davis ain't getting no catches. So, I mean.
He got two quarterbacks. I'm like, all right. I mean, Alex Smith, for his part, is just rolling along.
He's another one they cupcaked. Gave that deal to him. After they inquired about Peyton, it was like, "Oh, I'm going to Miami. No, we'll give you this money. Here, stay." Okay.
Well, they had to inquire. You can't blame them.
Of course. I mean, how could you not inquire? But here's the thing, man. Like,
should they start him or not?
Should they start Smith? Yes, because he hasn't done enough. This is what I'll say about any quarterback. If you're going to lose your job to injury, it would have to be similar to like a Matt Castle situation where you're not playing well and then you just happen to get hurt and it's like, okay, fine. You're done. You weren't playing well anyway. But the fact that he was playing well and then got hurt, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, because the part about it is like, so
cause
the
it's,
fact
it's,
that you happen to
you
have
look at it like a job where it's like, well, I'm the CEO of this company. You know, I get sick. I get pneumonia or something. I'm out for 6 months. Well, while you were out, we hired somebody in your place, and we don't want you back. It's like, what the fuck? I was good at my job.
Did you know they do that shit?
But that's, you know, I mean.
Yeah. And there's some people who are like, you know, I can understand the argument of, you know, the superstition and you don't break it, you know, because Kaepernick's play well and just leave it alone.
Now, at what point do you get the fear that, well, let's say we just go ahead and name Kaepernick the starter. He has no playoff experience whatsoever. Alex Smith got you to the NFC Championship last year.
Yeah, Alex Smith was your starting quarterback. And this is the guy you rallied
around. You'd rather go with an inexperienced guy at quarterback for the playoff run rather than somebody who damn near led you to the Super Bowl, who led you one game before the Super Bowl. No, I'm going with the veteran. Because playoffs are a whole different atmosphere. And he's not a rookie per se because he's been in the league for a year, but he's basically a rookie.
Yeah, and you put him back in, so you basically like, all right, so my backup is good. I mean, that's basically what he's saying. Like, all right, so my backup,
and
I have a quality
backup.
And he's
young enough to where you could say to him, all right, you're back to backup, and it's not a problem.
Yeah.
Whereas you bench Alex Smith, it's like, you know, oh, we need you back. F y'all. Why should I play? Start Kaepernick.
But no, I feel you. I think I'm torn, but I do agree that if Alex Smith can start and he's 100% healthy, you need to put him in.
Period.
You know, but if it don't work, then you just take the L. And I'm like, I mean, you don't want to, but I mean, this is, hey, I've been a quarterback that's not, this is my leader, and I need him out here. You showed up, you know, we got his back.
Because Kaepernick has shown flashes. I'll give him that. But so did Tim Tebow last year.
Yeah,
we all know how that turned out. So, I'm just saying, go with the proven commodity. He wasn't weak. He got you wins. Keep it going. I'm just saying, you all talking about don't, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Alex Smith wasn't broke.
Yeah.
Alex Smith was rolling as y'all starting quarterback, so just because he got knocked out two games, or all of a sudden we can't play him anymore because we won two in a row. That ain't right. That ain't right. I can see if it was like, if it's been eight games, you know, eight games to nine right. games, and he's rolled and he's won like eight of the nine, it's like, okay, yeah, he's won a grip. You need to take it easy right now. But it's been two games. You can't lose your job in two games. Two games, dude. Come on.
That ain't right.
That ain't cool. Need to start him. Keep it rolling. They basically clinched up the division. Seattle's still trying to pull for that wild card spot. We'll see what happens with Russell Wilson. Looking good as a rookie quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the other two bum teams. The God, can you believe? It's almost like 5 years ago we said, remember when Arizona was 4-0 this year? And now what are they? God, they're weak. They are 4-7. They haven't won a game since they started 4-0. What happened? Like,
they
Skelton got hurt and well. Then Kevin Cobb came in. It was yeah. like, oh, Kevin Cobb, no.
Ryan Williams never, they running back, Beanie Wells out and... You know, you just, of course, you're going to double team Larry Fitzgerald. Like, duh.
Do they take a quarterback in the draft?
They're going to have to. They're going to have to. They're going to be forced to. You feel like that's their weakest position.
God, you draft a skeleton. I mean,
unless, like, unless there was like a 1 in every 10 year offensive lineman, unless you get one of those dudes. Or maybe the next Larry Fitzgerald, which will add a little more drama. But
they picked Michael Floyd. They don't need another wide receiver.
So they need it. I mean, clearly, like you, this is your clearest need is a quarterback. Because your defense is all right.
Well, the clearest need is quarterback. And I will say offensive line, because the offensive line is garbage. Yeah. But
we'll get a better running back, but they got too many now.
But if they pick in second, you ain't taking no offensive lineman that high, unless he is like you said, once in a lifetime, can't miss.
Right.
Other than that, you better get Mike Barkley or somebody along the line.
Yeah, they stuck.
And St. Louis, God help them. Jeff Fisher, you did a great job this year, but, you know, rebuilding team. Nothing wrong with that.
No, hopefully, they'll see what they're going to do with Stafford. I think Stafford may survive another year. I think he'll get a shot next year, and then that's it.
Do they lock up Danny Amendola, despite the fact that he's been so injury-prone? And I guess the past 2 years he's been relevant.
Yeah, because you're not – which all they need to do is add another one next to him. If you lose him, you have zip.
Yeah, as we saw.
Yeah, clearly Sam Bradford can't just win with nobody's. He's not – he ain't Andrew Luck.
Nah.
So he's like, any good pieces we have, we got to keep around him.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It'll be interesting to see. This playoff run is going to be interesting to watch.
Oh, yeah.
See how everything plays out. See who gets the bye. See who, see who's going to play who.
Yeah, we got just them big, it's funny, Sunday night and Monday night NFC East battles. Can't wait, y'all. That's going to be some good games.
Yep.
And Pitt, Baltimore. Ooh.
And Denver, Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Win.
And New Orleans, Atlanta, Thursday. Ooh, yeah.
Some good games on this week. Some good games
coming
on. A lot
of good division games.
Mm-hmm.
Love those. Seattle, Chicago, a sleeper. That's going to be a that's
a good game right
that's
there.
That might be that's a playoff decider game.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely a very good game right there. So it's going to be interesting. Then we got Minnesota playing Green Bay, so hopefully
them rivals.
Hopefully they can stop Adrian Peterson from running all over their butts. But we'll see.
Well, we want to thank y'all for tuning in again to the Brother Lehman Sports Happy Hour. You can find our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. And also www.blackisonline.com. You know, check out the other podcasts on Black Is Online. The Black Is Break with my wife, KC Lehman, and the Black Is Fam.
Sister.
Always great stuff. Appreciate y'all support all the time. Also, if you want to hit us up, call the hotline, 323-455-4219. You can email us, thebrotherslayman@blackisonline.com. You can always follow us on Twitter, @brotherslayman. And just want to give a quick shout out to those in the Happy Hour Fantasy Football League.
What's happening?
It's the last week, y'all.
Let's get it cracking.
Playoffs in. Four. People tied for four. I got my spot. Boomer A, 220 game. Jamiro Nutt came back out of nowhere. All got our locks in.
My condolences to Vic in the Box.
Dude, Burberry, man.
I thank you, sir. I thank you, sir. That Peyton Manning trade, the one that you bragged about, that you thought you had the upper hand on, was clearly the turning point in the season for me, because had I kept Cam, I sure would be probably where you are right now. So I thank you again. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. He's pretty much been mathematically out of it.
Call that the move of the year.
You, CEO, STLians, all tied. And K-Town Killers maybe had a chance, but that was either it's three of y'all for two spots.
Let's get it cracking.
Don't get left out.
Let's get it cracking.
Who's going to lose to me?
Hey. That ain't happening. I'm getting them. I ain't worried about it. I got my pieces. All right, well, I'm glad you guys were able to listen to us from the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. Glad you tuned in with Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla. Time is rough and tough like leather.
A meteor has more right than my
body. In reality, see, times is hard.
Times is rough and tough like leather.
No matter what you face.
Let me tell you what it's all about.
I probably circle around this atlas if I had to twice, just to find some sort of sanity within the stripes. Red states, red capes, turn sitcoms, and no one wants to play the hero in this city. Moms, shitty jobs, really odd city laws, made to break to make you pay. Don't it just piss you off? It's like your brother flipped you off, own sister kicked your ball. Systems all corrupt, plus the back's up against the wall. Skinny dog, huh? Looking at park bums, seeing where they ended up, wondering where they started from. Looking at grandpops, peeping how far he's come, and if you ask him, he'll tell you he's hardly done. While part of me runs from what I'm here to do, I still spill truth and be still. It's still the crew, still three little G's in the bill. It's still the coup. And the only time I'm dropping the pill is when I hope feel the vibes, as if the stakes is high. Somebody told me that one day we will await to die. So shine as bright as you can while you can embrace the sky, and stay consistent to the day you say goodbye. Praise God, feel the vibes.
To reality, see, time is hard.
Let my lyrics vibrate.
Time is rough and tough like weather.
Like the birds and the bees.
A meteor has more right than my
people. In reality, see, times is hard.
Let my lyrics vibrate.
Times is rough and tough like weather.
My mouth is tight like the birds and the bees.
Let me tell you what it's all about.
And he rose again through the concrete streets with a rose in his teeth. You to the, don't tell Lucifer who's back. It's true black rebel soul music. Where the troops at? Hey, tell your crew to move back. Ain't nobody tripping on you. Loosen up your do-rag. When it's really time to do that, they shoot that precise as the white pimp stripe on the blue slacks. That blue cat's nice, that guarding them's mean, that squad with them's mean. I better check your demeanor when you meet them. Let them below the heaven, street reverends and deacons, eager to preach a message. And blessed be the speaker, lip leaking, not just speaking, here to lead you to the heavens. Stepping with a weapon, no question, and no testing. You in the wrong profession. Nation of peasants getting played by the president. Nigga pay the precedent so we can make the best of this. Hell call home that I got my dome resting in. 24/7, no sleep, just stressing through the vibes.
To reality, see, time is hard.
Let my lyrics vibrate.
Time is rough and tough like weather.
My mouth is getting tight like the birds and the bees.
A meteor has more right than my people.
To reality, see, time is hard.
Let my lyrics vibrate.
Time is rough and tough like weather.
My mouth is getting tight like the birds and the bees.
Let me tell you what it's all about.
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 What it's all about.